I call to order the 4/12/22 board meeting at 6:04 PM. Roll call. Members in attendance. I am here. Beth?
Yes, I'm here.
Dick?
I'm here too.
And it looks like we have Grace and Pat and the Halls and the Mullins in attendance for public. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Did anyone have any comments on the board summary from the previous month that Beth sent out? No? Hearing none, I need a motion to approve the board summaries from the previous month.
I'll make that.
Would you say that again, please? I didn't hear it.
We need a second on the approval for the board summary from the previous month.
Yes, I would do that.
Okay. I vote yes. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion passes. We seem to not have Highland on board.
No, we don't.
No, we do not. So we're going to skip over them and hope they attend. And if not, well, then we just have to skip over them, because do we have any updates?
We got some email updates. Yeah, they were sent out.
Do we know why they're not here? It might be them now.
Now we can proceed on and come back to them if they come in.
Pat, you had a question? Your hand is raised, Pat, and you're on mute.
Mute, no.
Sorry.
Video.
I wanted to know, regardless of whether Highland is here or not, if anyone knows what the status of Spring One is with that fallen tree over it, and was any of it damaged, and what about our insurance paying for the tree removal and repairs, if any are necessary?
Well, that was something they were going to check into. Dick, did you happen to get up there on one of your walks to look at that?
And so I'm guilty of that. I'll do it first thing in the morning.
Could you let us know what you find when you go up there, Dick?
Yeah, I can email everybody tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, where the hell do we put that? Let's see.
So we're going to skip Highland altogether, and we're going to go to the treasurer and office report.
The treasurer and the office report?
Correct. That's the next item on the agenda.
Okay, I'll do the treasurer's report. The current cash position in all accounts is $182,170. I know I shouldn't be looking back, but that compares with $141,867 just a year ago. And that means that we're $40,304 ahead of where we were last year. And that's mostly because of things that we have not spent. Well, checking account activity, there were deposits and credits in March totaling $17,153. The deposits and credits made to date in April our $2,800. Bills paid, or actually these are all waiting for approval, a total of $73,060.51. And I can go through and tell you the big ones there. Those are all under almost $150, including Civil West. A big one for Highland Water at $6,783.85. And we just got that. So, and it didn't have the breakdown again that we'd asked them for. So that's what pushes that up so high. And let's see. Coronation account activity. There wasn't any activity financially in the coronation account. Accounts receivable. I might add that the prepaid water bills for this month amounted to $16,163.75. So those are people paying that much ahead. In the receivables, we have on the 1 to 30 day receivables, we have $1,560. 31 days to 60 days, there are $650. 61 to 90 days, there are $350. And over 90, there are $50, for a total of $2,610 over. To the P&L, I think the only thing of note there, and everybody should have gotten this, was the gross profit item. We forecasted $97,980 in revenue. We received $104,008 in actual cash, which puts us a little ahead of where we were when all of this thing began. Meter installation, that's something that comes up all the time. That's kind of ground to a halt, mostly because of costs. We're trying to figure out if we can do a better job of that. Since Dana was watching it before, we really haven't had anybody overseeing Highland, and what has happened has been a bit confused. So I'm going to try to, I've got a background in engineering and plumbing, I guess, and I'm going to try to see if I can spend more of my time out finding out where these shutoff valves before we call anybody, arranging for a local plumber to do the work, and a local backhoe if we needed one. So in that P&L sheet on page 2, we budgeted $14,819 for the year. We've only done $2,746, and that isn't very many. So we're trying to figure out how we can get more meters in quicker. And as far as how we compare to the budget, the things that we've spent are $31,134, and the budgeted amount for those are $83,665. So we've fallen short by $52,531. So we have more cash in, but we haven't done a very good job on meters. So that's where we're going to try to double down. Any questions?
I don't want to pay Highland until we get the breakdown.
Okay.
Well, we only need the breakdown for knowing what category to attribute the expenses to.
Correct.
We've got the information. I mean, you know, unless you have a question on the bill and what they charged, it's just a matter of the fact that they lumped together meter installation and the repair on C Street.
Correct. And they need to, we have asked many times. Can I finish, please, Beth? Thank you. This is the second time that they have not shown up. And I am not happy with their communication. And so we have asked them time and time again for a breakdown. I would appreciate a breakdown, as we ask that for all the other service industries, And until we get that, I don't feel comfortable paying them. And that's
okay. I don't know what they were told originally as far as their billing. So, you know, we probably need to connect with them. I would say, you know, one commissioner and I'm glad to do it should connect with them on what we need in the billing, because we don't know what they were told before. And
we have
requested on specific things, but I don't know if there's been a discussion describing to them, you know, what we need. And I would suggest we need to do that, like try to talk to probably Silas.
Okay. From the emails, I'm just hypothesizing. They should assume that what we have requested in the past is what we're going to request in the future. And maybe that's my naivety, and I admit that, but we need to see that detail before I approve that invoice. Yes, Pat? You're on mute.
Sorry, otherwise you're going to hear me correcting the dog in the background here. I know that Tom talked to Silas in detail about what breakdown was needed.
Yeah. And
this has just been going on for months that they ignore that. And if they aren't going to be available to install meters for us, then we need to get moving on that with somebody else. In my opinion, we can't keep, the longer we put this off, the more inflation is going to bump the cost of per meter up and up more. Okay, and I think Beth addressed this maybe last month, but could I hear the explanation again of what happened with the huge increase in the property and liability insurance?
Well, it isn't really as large as it seems. We made a mistake and pretty much double paid them, and a check is supposed to be on the way. They sent an additional invoice with a statement for the total amount, and the check that we all approved last month should not have been approved. We had the additional amount of some 380 some dollars. So that you will see corrected by next month. The total for the property and liability insurance should be $4,558.
Oh boy, that's much more reasonable. Thank you.
Yes. I'd like to add too that on our bills to be paid list, we don't have the full amount and all of them on the list, but there were two additional invoices that were sent out to the board that need to be added to that.
And they are the Zoom and what Zoom else?
And renewable resources.
Okay, got it.
Water testing. So the total for the bills that would be on that list with those two added would be $7,538.22.
Does anyone have any more questions about Dick's? Oh, and Dick, thank you very much again. I really appreciate having them over the weekend. That really means a lot to me. So thank you. I know it's a lot of work, so I just appreciate it. Does anyone have any more questions about Dick's financial report.
Hi, it's Janice.
I'd like to make a comment, Lisa, that has to do with the installation of the meters. I'm going to get together this week with Newport Plumbing. I know one of their guys down there pretty well, and he's a wonderful mechanic, to see if what his hourly rate is, and we know what the cost to have a backhoe when we need it there, and see what we can do to get this meter thing started. And so I hope to have some better news to report next week. The other thing, I think it was the last meeting, we decided to hire or put a lawyer on retainer, or at least have him on standby, because of the potential liability that would come from disputes between neighbors on the Second Avenue water main rebury or burying process. So I know most of these people, and last week I got together with several of them, quite a few, and we looked at that and mapped it out, and it could be kind of an expensive process. And then there's another question of who pays. But we authorized $3,500 for the attorney, and I went ahead and ran a cost on that. I got costs on all the materials, estimates on backhoes needed, my own estimates on labor, and the total comes to $3,200 to do it. And we have already authorized spending up to $3,500 on the lawyer. So nothing is decided. I made some recommendations to the neighbors. It's there's more conversation needed, but we find that we're way better off if we can get that main mostly out of that Second Avenue area. And by doing that, we can actually increase the feeders off to the individual meters to 1 inch. I think most of them in there are 3/4. We can carry two, we can run 1 3/4 inch line down to two of the neighbors, and we can do for a little more than running a 1 inch line, we can run a 1.5 inch line, and that would vastly increase their rather poor water pressure. So I think when we're done with this, if we can have a peaceful resolution, when the last bit of dirt is put back in the ditch, I think that everybody might be better off for this little adventure. But that'll come in the next 30 days.
I think we have that item a little later on the agenda, and there's probably a number of other people who probably have some opinions, and I do too.
Yeah.
Can we finish the treasurer's report? I would like to make a motion that we approve the treasurer's report.
I just like to say I support not paying Highland until they supply data about our water tank, our water flow, our chlorination, everything they're responsible for. And I'd really like to see a printed report from them. That's just me. Thank you very much.
The treasury report is different from the paying the bills. We need two separate motions.
Okay. I just wanted to support you in not paying Highland until we see what they did.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
So I second the motion to approve Dick's treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Yes, Cutler.
Aye. Beth?
I'll vote yes.
We now need a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Are we including Highland in this?
If you won't support paying Highland, I think they gave enough detail for us to pay them. It's just a matter of our accounting. But if you will if you wouldn't vote to pay them, then I will exclude them from the payment list.
Thank you, Beth.
So everyone except Highland.
I agree with Lisa on this one. I think it's not going to be a big detriment for them if within 5 or 10 days this isn't resolved. Can we make that a conditional no pay? Once we're satisfied with the detail that we haven't been able to get, we can go ahead and pay it.
Yeah, but we also need we need more. I'm not only upset with the explanation, I'm also upset with the way that they're not showing up. They're not giving us reports what we want. We don't get communication from them, and we just need to seriously have a board discussion with them to say, hey guys, why? I mean, we're paying them a lot of money and we're not getting the service that we're contracting them for. And it's just, we just need some communication. But that's not why I'm not approving the bill. I'm just saying that we need communication from them.
Let me ask you a question. I knew Jim, who used to be the guy that handled all of that, when he before I was on the board. What happened to him, and why isn't there a possibility of going that route again?
You mean our former superintendent?
Well, some individual who has the qualifications just to do it and work directly for us. That way we've got somebody to oversee the meters and get that whole package done.
I would love to have Jim back, but he moved all the way down to Grants Pass and he's
not. Well, he was already living down there, but
yeah,
it might be somewhat difficult. We moved to, when we went to over 150 connections, we have to have someone who has a different level of certification. And since we're part-time, I don't know if we'd be able to find someone independent like that, that was either willing to work part-time or had other part-time places, and that they have to be at least a level one certification and not a small system certification.
Okay.
So, I mean, we could look, but I don't know.
So there's a motion on the floor to accept the payment of the bills except for Highland. Did we get a second?
Yeah, I'd second that motion.
Okay.
But I'd make it a condition on Highland once they gave us a decent breakdown down to best approval that we should be able to just pay them immediately and not wait till the next meeting.
I don't agree with that.
Well, then I wouldn't second it.
Okay, so we're not going to pay any of the bills this month.
Well, Lisa, you could second it and we could vote on it, but we should, you know.
Okay, I second the motion to pay all the bills except for Highland. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Motion passes. Pat, you have your hand raised.
I do. Since Dick was talking about Second Street, I would like to know.
Can we, Pat, can we table that to when we get down to it in the.
It's on the agenda. Agenda. Yeah.
Do you mind? Okay, she doesn't mind. We also have the commercial water leak and water usage billing.
Yes. As you know, Highland had to go out to one of our commercial properties, and this is going back to December. Because they had a massive water leak. And we didn't do the calculations immediately, but if I don't know that we've ever dealt with this here. I know other water utilities have a leak forgiveness policy often. If we are to charge this commercial customer for their water use in December, besides the $550 base charge, they would have a $745 water use bill for some $1,100 that they would have to pay. We have charged them for the shutoff visit by Highland, but we haven't charged them for the water use. And we told them that we would, the board needed to discuss it. This wasn't, I don't know.
So that was the overage as far as the meter was concerned?
Mm-hmm.
$1,100?
The overage was $745. Their regular bill is $550 for their base charge. And they rarely, in the summer, I think their overage charge has been as much as maybe $80, $90 at the highest.
Yeah.
So this is pretty...
The personal opinion is that we shouldn't charge them for that.
That was my opinion, but, you know, it's something that the board should decide.
I agree. I don't think we should charge them.
Right. And they obviously, looking at their readings since, they've obviously got the leak sealed up, so they're doing good. Okay. That was that one.
Okay. Are there any other correspondence?
Yeah, we got those two things that the office sent out, the Dig Safely and the CSC, the consortium for the water assistance payments. See if I can pull those up.
Yeah, I don't remember. They were a while ago, weren't they?
A couple weeks ago, they were sent out. The Community Services Consortium is an agency that works with some monies that come through Oregon Housing and Community Services. I don't know if you're familiar with things such as fuel assistance that helps people. Okay, the agency I worked with for 30 years did that and a whole bunch of other community action programs. But for income qualified people, they help if they get a shutoff notice. They do this also now for for water bills. Community Services Consortium is Lynn Benton and Lincoln Counties combined together. They do they do the LEAP or LIHEAP, they call it now, the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. They do low income weatherization and I don't know what else they do, but they're governed by all the commissioners from the three counties is their board that meets for them. And they sent us a thing. I know that Central Lincoln PUD does this, and some of the other like Seal Rock Water does this, works with them on for fuel assistance, and now they have it for water payments. So if we sign up with them, our real only responsibility would be to, if we were to send a shutoff notice, to include something in there that told people they could, if they needed assistance, they could check with the consortium to see if they could get assistance through them. The consortium takes care of getting permission from the client to, if they qualify under their income guidelines, they get permission from the client to get their history record from us, because that's considered confidential, their payment history, and they would possibly pay their bill for them. So
do we have any idea how many people, how many households in the community qualify for their income restrictions?
No, we don't have that information. We don't need that information.
I know. I'm just curious as if.
I'm sure there's several. We have several that start getting late, and I don't think we have that many.
From a community standpoint, that's a nice philanthropy, and I'm all for it. From a water company standpoint, if this group is willing to bring us up to date on the water, who loses on that? I think everybody wins.
Nobody. We get paid if they qualify and they have the funds. They issue the funds every year until they run out. You know, they get a set amount. It's just like fuel assistance runs every year until they run out.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
If they qualify and they run out of funds, we can still do business as usual, right? We can still, if they don't pay the bill, we can still shut them off.
Oh yeah.
And they won't try to go to an attorney saying, you know, I'm just thinking.
Oh no, they make it very clear on their website. I don't know if you looked at it at all, that this is a program that, you know, when we run out of funds, we're out of funds.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, there is an agreement that we need to sign, and we just need to promise that we will, if they pay for somebody, that we will promptly credit their account, and that if for some reason it didn't work out, like if there was a reason for a refund, that we would promptly refund the money back. But that's about all. And I read through the whole contract. I didn't see anything. You know, all we'd have to do is add a line to our disconnect notice, and we'd probably be a good idea just put something on the website in case people look at that too. But
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we sign up with the community services consortium for the low-income household water assistance program.
I second it.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Is there any other correspondence besides stuff that's...
Well, there was that Dig Safely. A group of utilities trying to coordinate putting utilities underground, and it's voluntary, even though they sent us an invoice, but it's voluntary for a membership. And I would say we're not in a place where we would need to pay for a membership in that. I don't know. Did you get a chance to look at their stuff?
Obviously not.
It was sent at the same time that this other thing was sent, about 2 weeks ago. It's an Oregon nonprofit association type thing, encouraging utilities to put their stuff underground, and when they do, to coordinate with other utilities. I would say it's not something we would want to be concerned with at this point.
No, I agree with you.
So that's all I know of for correspondence.
Okay, we're going to move on to the special order of business. Open board positions number 2 and number 5. We still don't have any applications.
Okay, they're still open. We did get some of our materials back. They mysteriously appeared back in the cupboard, but that's all I know.
Yeah, I know nothing. Dick?
No, I have nothing. I haven't. I talked to a few people at the very beginning, but haven't had any luck since.
Okay, on to the Columbia Bank account signature cards.
Yeah, I was wondering if we shouldn't redo our signature cards, because right now it says that the two former board members are still signers on our accounts. And maybe if we redo the cards, then someone will come on the board. Yeah.
Well, see, you know, I was hoping not to have to go down to Newport, because you know I don't take my lunches. So you know that's the difficult part of my life. Is
I know, but yeah. But it makes me uncomfortable that.
No, they should be changed.
Left it so. We would need to contact, I think it's not Tim anymore, it's Tiffany. And let them know to get them ready, and then the three of us will need to get in to sign.
Last time, didn't we sign them online?
Well, they had, remember at first, yeah, Tim, I don't know if he was supposed to do it or not, but first he said he could send it to us, but we'd have to sign it, scan it, send it back, and then he'd send it to the next person. And then he finally did on one of them, let us just take it around and get the signatures. I don't know. It's probably going to be up to what Tiffany would do, because she's the new account representative at the Newport branch. Tim moved up to Lincoln City branch.
Well, if they need it to, I can write it through DocuSign, send it to everyone's emails.
I don't think their system does DocuSign. They want signatures that they can look at and see, even though they already have ours. I don't, you know. I'll check with, you want me to check with them?
Yes, that would be a good idea.
Okay. Yeah,
and there's no reason that we can't just stop in at our own time and sign those.
Well, except for Lisa works from home and it's a little difficult. But you will need to get that registered agent form notarized. So you'll have to go out of the house at some point, Lisa.
I do go out of the house. It's just not on the weekdays.
Right.
You know, and it's honestly, it's easier to go to Depot Bay than it is to go to Newport. So, you know, if I had to, I could get, you know, go to Depot Bay and go to Columbia Bank, then go all the way into Newport.
Okay, I'll ask if they can do it up there.
Yeah, that's just easy. You know, it takes a lot shorter time.
Than oh, yeah, it yeah. It's 4.5 miles. Just boop, bop up there.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier. And Beth, if I can, I don't have a printer at home. I do everything. True. So can you print off the sheets that I need to sign up, get notarized, and I can pick them up in the office?
Oh, okay.
Because I do everything by computer. So.
Printing?
Huh? Without printing, yeah.
Oh my goodness, you're a tree saver.
I am. Yeah, but we don't have a printer at the house, so. It's all either through DocuSign, Adobe emails.
Okay.
And if you let me know when they are ready, I will come. I will pick them up that same day, and then hopefully that week I will go into hopefully Depot Bay and get them notarized and sent off to whoever they need to get sent off to.
Okay. Well, we can send them off.
Okay.
But if you get it done and notarized.
Thank you for that. Next is Highland Communications. And I think we've already...
We've discussed that, but what have we... A little bit, but my suggestion is that one person reconnect kind of with Highland. I mean, we need to communicate as much as they need to communicate, right? I mean, it's a two-way street. It's a responsibility for both parties. So we need to make sure and communicate to them what our expectations are. So.
Yes, well, as far as the spring one, you know, I sent out an email. They said they would look into it. I asked Robert, you know, the last meeting, he said he would look into it. He doesn't know anything and he's not here this month. So it's just a.
Right.
It's a total disconnect.
Right. So we're talking about reports back on our questions and we need to go reemphasize, I think, with them, the detail we need on the billing. The invoices.
Correct. And
what else?
I would actually like to have, like Janice said, I would actually like to have written reports again, like Jim used to do about spring flow and chlorination reports. So that I have had community requests to put these reports on the website. And it's like,
yeah, if we got them.
We could put them on the website, but we don't have them. So, you know, I would really like reports that we could post to the website about
spring flow and chlorination levels. Anything else?
I would like to know why they apparently through the emails, they didn't need to shut off water on Gladys Avenue, and yet no one knew that the water was shut off.
And well, it wasn't. They didn't shut it off.
I know, but they said they were going to, and everyone believed that. And when you believe it, you don't turn on the thing because you don't want to damage your pipes. Or, you know, that's my way of thinking.
Oh, well, if you turn it on and it's off, it only trickles and that's it.
Well, I know.
I've done that accidentally.
I'm scared about those kind of things. So, you know, I don't do that. So, you know, it would have been nice for them to say, to go door to, you know, especially Grace, because that's one of her complaints, you know. They didn't communicate. Why they skipped around on Gladys. I mean, they didn't even get to, I don't understand.
Well, Robert sent that report out on it. You read about that, right? You read it?
Obviously not.
Okay, well, let's see if I can find it. Okay, they spliced 2 meter services. We couldn't shut down the water on Gladys because we couldn't find the isolation valve. We were able to work on Gladys because of the 2 known corpse stops that had previously been exposed. There are no more known corpse stops, so to continue working on Gladys, we will need to shut down Ellie, Nellie, and Gladys.
Read that one.
Okay. And then you read the report on this earlier in it. They said they couldn't find all the parts in our district building, including the radio to box attachments for the meters. I don't really intend to be laughing. I was kind of disappointed. They came out here and spent part of a day looking for the lines without a map. They apparently didn't check our supply and cabinet for getting all the parts ready and seeing that we had all the parts that they wanted to use before they did it. So I think they got 2 meters in is what they got in for that.
They got three. They got the vacation rental on First and Gladys on the right hand side. They got my next door neighbor, the Utah people, and they got across the street from me, Robert's house, I believe.
Yeah, I saw those two. I didn't see the one on the corner. You mean the red house or the other?
Yeah, house? The red house.
Okay. The red roofed house?
Yes.
Okay, so they got three in, huh?
Yeah. But I don't know why they didn't, you know, go. If they were at the red house, it would make sense to go, you know, across the street to the other vacation rental. And then, well, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. You know,
Well, see,
I have questions.
Well, that's what he said. They couldn't find the corpse stops, so they only did the ones where they had them, so they didn't have to turn off water for the whole line. They just turn off the corpse stops, splice in, and put the meter in.
Okay, thank you. I didn't understand that. So
yeah.
Thank
you. But I was, you know, I don't know why they couldn't find the, there's supposed to be a shutoff at the, up on Gladys, according to the map, there's one right up by First Street and then there's one by Mitzi. So their idea was that they would just shut off that section, and that's why they didn't put any door hangers south of Mitzi. But it was a little bit of a mix up. So back to Highland and communication. What other things? How about I send out an email to you, Lisa and Richard, and I'll list what we've talked about tonight and see if there's anything else. And then I'm willing to call them up and try, you know, a communication, or we can do it by email, but I think maybe actually getting on the phone with them would be better. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Yep. Good idea.
Okay.
Now we're on to the Second Street easement.
Right. So Richard, did you have a chance to see Steve Hall's latest email?
No, I didn't. Well, who?
Hall, Steve Hall.
Oh, yes, sure. Yes, I've read all of his emails.
Okay, because he sent one out. He sent one out just today, wasn't it?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
And I'd like to answer those questions on the site with him present. I think that we can talk about it.
I had two thoughts on this, and I like our idea of your idea of coordinating something somewhat alternative, but that would get the job done and still safeguard the water lines there. But I think two things need to happen. We need to get agreement from all parties involved. And I think it should be a signed agreement that whatever we come up with is okay with them. And the second thing is that Highland should also approve it, because Highland is our DRC, our direct responsible charge. And since they are saying that they are going to be responsible for our water system, then they would need to give their okay for whatever we propose to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. All I've done is try to do some what ifs to keep the cost down.
Right.
We originally estimated the cost quite a bit higher because without looking at it, we just assumed that we'd have to lower most of those lines there. I think one of them's 17 inches all the way across the Hall's driveway, and then it gets a little shallower down near the bluff valve. But from Hall's driveway all the way to the bluff valve, there's nothing coming off of it. So My thought to save some money would be to abandon that line and move the bluff out to the east side of Hall's driveway. That way we don't have to cut into it. He's done a good job of smoothing it out, and the drainage on it is what he wants. So I have to find out if that's possible or where we could divert that blow-off valve so when it went off, it wouldn't do damage to the surrounding properties. And I think there's a way for that. We just have to look at it again.
Right. Or is it possible that those lines are okay as they are, that run adjacent to the Hall property, because they only, you know, they do drive over it, but it's just their traffic pretty much driving into their driveway.
Yeah, that is if the water board wants to be responsible for somebody running over that pipe, because it's only 17 inches at the right in the whole throughout the whole driveway there.
Right, but part of your idea was putting some posts to kind of limit. No,
that's just to protect the line, the existing line.
Right, what I'm talking about. The protecting, keeping the traffic off the south side of the easement where the main runs, right?
Yeah, the traffic actually is better off on the north side of the easement to a point until you get down to where the topography changes near Bowman's and Horns. But the whole idea of there's plenty of grass in that parkway, and those lines are about 5 or 6 feet out, maybe a little less. So I was proposing to, and down a little farther towards C Street, where the guy wires from the telephone pole are 7.5 feet out.
Right.
So use that as kind of a standard and put those just about 4 or 5 right along in the grassway, just to make sure that nobody drives up on that easement with one of the big trucks. That was the only purpose of that. But in his email, he was concerned about what happens if there's a blow off, and if that's on the east side of his driveway, that's going to create some damage. And I agree with him on that. So I just read it this afternoon, and I thought I'd get in touch with him tomorrow or the next day, and we'd look at that. And then Gary Bowman and Wendy had some questions as well. So, but I think it can really improve the situation. First of all, the blow valve doesn't work. And if that thing,
they
can't get it closed by then, that's kind of a big problem.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure down there. And so the idea was to dig down near the Coase meter on the east side of the Coase meter so and put in a 2-inch ball valve and extend a cast iron box to the surface for shutoff. That way, if anything goes wrong in that whole circuit, that 2-inch PVC can be shut off right there. And then the Coase meter is fine. It goes to the south, but two other meters go to the north, one for Bowman and one for Horn. And those are, I think, 3/4-inch lines, and they don't have a whole lot of water pressure, according to Gary. So the idea was to run a bigger PVC line down from just west of the new shutoff, so we can put the T pretty close and take advantage of just one ditch being made there. And then extending 1.25-1.5-inch line down that little driveway that they use. And Gary walked that with me. And then get down about 100 feet, put a T in and extend and carry 1 inch to the Horns meter and 1 inch, another 75 feet to the Bowman meter. And so I think that might help a lot with the water pressure.
And then you'd be putting in new meters for them?
No, we just move them out. Those meters are in bad spots. They're up high.
Right, but those are probably the 3/4-inch meters that we have.
Yeah, but still.
That small restriction wouldn't make the difference.
There's still going to be better pressure.
Right.
You only have the one throttle point. You don't have any of the...
And so
of the drag that occurs when it's going through a small orifice. So,
where are the meters? Where are you advocating locating the meters?
Well, Gary showed me where he'd like his, and then the horns would be right up, just right on that little driveway that both of them use. So we would take the existing meter.
It'd be out of the easement then.
Yes.
And onto there.
Those two would be out of the easement. And if we were able to abandon that line under Halls, that automatically takes care of some other fairly shallow things that we'd have to deal with. So
what about the horns, where their water supply line must go into their property around?
It comes from the
west where their meter is. So are they willing to redo it?
I don't think so at this point, but I think we have to talk about it. Because personally, I think this is a water company, because those elevations are so iffy and we don't know who's responsible. I think we should take it upon ourselves to take and extend the line from the east side of the Horns the Hall's property into their yard, and then pick up their water service wherever it is. It's a small job. It isn't the end of the world.
Right.
The big cost of that one is just the backhoe and the labor, and the blow valve. We have to either push that thing into a big slab of concrete, or take something that didn't exist when I was fooling with this stuff, and that's some kind of a stainless steel clamp around the valve, and tie it to the pipe so that the pressure on a pressure surge, it wouldn't pop the pipe off. So that's the part of the Hall's job that I need to talk to Highland about.
Right. And did you say you talked to the other property owner, the Horns?
I haven't talked to the Horns, but I talked to Gary.
You talked to Hall and Bowman, right?
Yeah, and then I just met Stephen Hall over this situation.
Yeah.
He seemed very cooperative, and I don't blame him for being concerned about his property.
Oh, no, I don't at all. Yeah.
My personal feeling is that he shouldn't have to pay a nickel of anything that we do.
Nope.
And by not having to dig up his driveway to extend that line beyond the east edge, it really doesn't disturb anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to Horns or Co., but I have talked to the Bowmans, and I have talked to Stephen Hall and Cheryl. I think we can resolve it, and I think we can keep the cost quite low. I think my estimates are high. I estimated to put in the new 2-inch valve and box, I estimated just $300 on that. That's the initial shutoff. And then to do the inch and a half line down to and then split it at one point and carry 2-inch lines to Bowman's and Horns, I estimated that at $1,500, and I'm sure I'm a little high. And then the blow-off valve and the Halls, that's $1,400. I think that's high too. I really think it's about a $2,500 job, but we just have to make sure that I agree that we have to have a good agreement with that, and everybody sign on to it before we do anything. But I think everybody seems very reasonable. I think we'll get it handled. So that's the end of that.
Before I say anything, Pat, do you want to say something?
Are you finished with this part of the discussion?
Nope.
Okay, you should finish this part of the discussion, and then I have a question.
I honestly have no idea what things cost and what engineering. I would like to get Highland's opinion on what it's actually going to cost. Honestly, you could say it you know, I have no idea what these things cost, honestly. So I don't know. I don't know what is needed.
My attention.
I appreciate people's expertise, but I also want to mention, Dick, that, you know, we've already spent money on the lawyer. So it's not a, we don't know how much that is. So it's not a direct correlation of what you said, you know, we could be saving because we've already spent money. I agree. We don't need to get the lawyer involved anymore anyway, because, you know, he told us that we are basically responsible and we have to be good neighbors. And I also agree that we need to talk to everyone and have signed written agreements with everyone and make sure everyone is on board. Well, but I don't know what things cost. So I can't approve work without, you know, seeing a bid in front of me and saying, yes, this is what it's going to cost.
Lisa, it's my intention to get two bids, one with Newport Plumbing and one with Rao Plumbing. I've already visited with them. And I think personally, we should stop any more lawyer hours being accumulated. I have a feeling that this whole job could be done without the or anticipated cost of a lawyer. So that's the goal.
I'm admitting Patty Hart.
Pardon me?
I'm admitting Patty Hart.
Oh.
And I'm just letting Beth know for the minutes and or the summaries. And thank you. I also agree we don't need the lawyer because he gave us his opinion. There was something else I was going to say, but it flittered out of my brain. So, Pat.
So, well, I have something on the Second Street. So, for whatever Richard has figured out, and he's going to get bids for, I think he should send that to Highland. And then they can give us a bid on it.
That's a good idea. And I hadn't thought
because we even because we have to okay our ideas through them anyway, because they're responsible for the water system.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get three written bids, and I'll go ahead and make a drawing that where they, with one look, see if they take a quick walk, they'll be able to understand it pretty well enough to give you an accurate bid.
Right.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Dick, if you can get plumbers out, that would be amazing, because, you know, we had to relocate our store in Newport, and we fought for 4 months trying to get plumbers to do our work. So I applaud you for reaching out to people and trying to get them to work.
I have to put this in. I can't help but about a surgeon that had a New Year's Eve party, and he had a leak, and the plumber came out and he fixed it in 15 minutes and sent him a bill for $300. And the lawyer complained, and he said, you know, I'm a surgeon and I don't make this kind of money. And the plumber said, well, you know, when I was a surgeon, I didn't either.
Okay.
So, Pat?
Bye. Okay. A couple of things at this point now. After listening to the just ended discussion about Highland and the situation with communications with them and not knowing where they are, what they're doing, I would really like to see one board member be assigned to supervise Highland in the way that Dana did when he was here, so that they know that they are being watched and being held accountable. This is starting to look like the Cody situation. I don't think Dick realizes that there was somebody in between Jim and Highland that was a total debacle, because they weren't, that person was not being supervised, and he didn't show up, he didn't do his work. We never knew when he was coming or going. And it sounds like Highland is devolving into that same situation again. So I urge the board to put one of you on the Highland supervision level. And Dick, I think it would be a great idea, since you have Newport Plumbing and Rao Plumbing coming out for the Second Street situation, to get some ideas from them about what they would charge us and how they could help us get our meters installed.
We're all on that page.
Highland seems to be not interested in this whole thing. And then lastly, I frankly don't care if we spend $3,500 on a lawyer. All of a sudden now you're going from using legal advice to anecdotal information being passed along and negotiations being done on the side with interested and adversarial, or formerly adversarial, parties. And now you want to come up with a legal document for people to sign who've been involved in this mess without a lawyer's advice. I don't get that. If you're going to have a contract agreement signed between the interested parties here, please have the lawyer draw that up. You are not attorneys and you are not qualified to make sure that we're protected. So
okay, I would agree with that. That was not my intention when I said an agreement that we would just create it ourselves. We would definitely, well, I think we could create it and then pass it to the lawyer for review and correction if it needed.
That's a thought, but trying to save a couple of bucks in this situation seems like a really dangerous move.
Pat, let me make some comments here. Kind of like the surgeon who became a plumber. When I was doing this estimate, it really brought out the old juices. I did this for a living for a dozen years in my young days, and I used to enjoy it very much. So I'm perfectly willing to oversee Highland and also oversee this project that I'm working on here. As far as the agreement, naturally that would be done by a professional, but I don't sense that this is a tense situation, and I think everybody's cautious, but I think that, you know, I'm used to doing business on a handshake, and it's hard for me to run to a lawyer every time because I never have. But I agree with your advice on across the board there. And so I'll probably make a better plumber than a treasurer, just like the doctor.
Was nearly run over by one of the parties to this dispute recently on First Street, I don't think the board should take anything for granted about how peaceful things might be. Please be careful.
Okay.
And please make a formal motion to appoint one of you to be in charge of Highland, so it's very clear who is in charge. Thanks.
Well, I just volunteered to do it, so I'm not sure if I'm the one to make the motion, but I'd be more than happy to follow up not only on the meters, but to work closely with Highland, and also to work with any other subcontractors that come in. I sort of enjoy doing that, frankly. So if that's good enough, why, we'll take it from there.
Do you want a motion?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good.
I do have another comment about Second Street. I agree with Pat about we have to be cautious, because there was an incident that I heard third, fourth hand, and if we don't be very cautious, it could really explode, because that's all I'm going to say, because I didn't see the incident firsthand, so
Well, I've heard that there are a few people that have almost been run over, that it's not anything new, so.
Well, no, I'm talking about this person being in handcuffs.
Oh.
So we need to be really, really cautious about how we deal with these individuals.
Okay.
Is there any
more? Hi, this is Cheryl. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, I have something to say. My husband and I do. We've got a lot of real concerns about Dick's new proposal. He came out here a couple days ago and talked to my husband, actually, about several different kind of proposal things he had, and a couple of them we liked. This last one, we're not liking it at all. We feel like it's going to be a detriment to us, and we've already been detrimented enough. I mean, they've got our land. We spent $50,000 on a lawyer. We're done. So I want you to understand that we are not going to agree with anything that the detriment to us, that changes anything on our property that we're not comfortable with. So I just want everybody to kind of know that. We're not trying to be difficult. We're trying to protect ourselves. And Dale Lutz he's out of his mind sometimes with the way he behaves, and we're really afraid of him. And so we've got other concerns than just the water lines or even our property. So the sheriff's on alert, and we're gonna keep in touch with them, but hopefully they can get out here in time. So just to let you know, it's not a good situation. It's not a civil situation at all. So you guys getting a lawyer involved, I think, is a good thing. But I know, Dick, that you're talking about you're going to meet with everybody. So my question is Dick handling all this, or is the water board handling this? Or who do we speak to? Where are our concerns going? And how do we get the whole board involved? Is it once a month?
Cheryl, let me say something. These are friends of mine, these people that live in this community. I've been here for, my goodness, since 1957. I'm doing this for my friends, and I'm not doing it for the water board. That isn't my main motivation. If I'm not successful, then we'll take your advice and do whatever.
Dick, do you understand that that's part of the problem? Is you're doing this for your friends? You're not doing this for the water board? That's part of the issue we've got with this. It feels like it's biased on one side and it's against us. And we've had enough against us. So we're going to scratch and fight for everything that we can keep from this point forward. We're not difficult people. We've just had enough.
I think I said earlier that my recommendation to the board, and that's all I'm doing, I'm not doing it really as a to cost anybody anything. But I said my recommendation to the board was that you would pay nothing for anything that that we do to solve this water main problem.
But that's not the only issue. The other issue is you're talking about moving our meter further away from our house, which means we are responsible from that line. According to everything I read, we're responsible from the meter to our house. You're going to extend that, and now it's out of our property or away from our property where we can't even protect it. We're not in agreement with that at all.
Well, then let's don't do it. It was just a suggestion. The alternative is to simply dig across your driveway and lower that main to the west side of your driveway and put the blow-off valve at that point. Or we could even leave that main in, but that main that goes beyond that could be susceptible to a big truck getting up on that thing and running over it. So,
well, we thought you had talked about putting some like 4x4 posts in front of it so a big truck can't run over it. So I guess we need to talk a little more at the property side, but I would like it to be not just you. Beth or Lisa, I know Lisa, you're working all the time. Beth, I know you're busy, but we would appreciate if we could get more than just one person out here.
I can definitely, I'm definitely willing to meet out there. I love field trips. I like getting outside.
I would too, but we can't all three show up or it's a quorum. So
no, but two of us can.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, that would be awesome. We appreciate it. And we're understand, please, that we're not trying to be difficult. We've just been pushed to the brink. So we're not going to be pushed anymore. So hopefully we can work something out. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. Is there any more comments before we move on? Okay, workers' compensation insurance form.
Okay, we sent the packet to all of you. Heck, there's only like 20 pages to read. My questions are, this is something that you have to update every year, and it's who you're listing is covering under the workers' comp policy. This year we can eliminate a big chunk, which is the water operators. I don't know, did either of you get a chance to look at that? We cover landscaping volunteers, and that's where they cover board members. Is there anything else that anybody wants to eliminate? If so, do you want to let us know? Because we need to get that in pretty soon. Lisa, did you get a chance to look through that?
I did. And I think your suggestions are correct.
Okay, some of these others, I'm not really sure why we list them, but they're not terribly expensive. One question I had, we have a waterworks operation volunteers. I think probably that was when Craig was reading our meters and was involved. We maybe don't need it, but maybe we do, because it's only like $11 a year to cover someone who was out in the field doing some volunteer type thing.
I think it's a good idea to keep.
I'm just that. Tempted to leave everything else the way it, pretty much the way it is. And we don't need the waterworks operator, which was the big one. Everything else is pretty insignificant. So it would lower our workers' comp considerably, I think.
Okay, and I don't know, but we have workers' comp for our business, you know, and if we needed to add somebody, we could add it, you know. And if we decided to go in a different direction from Highland, you know, we can always add back in coverage.
They will let you add people. They won't let you remove people.
Yes.
For the year, but yes, they'll always take more money from you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to run that by the board and see if there was anything that they wanted different that they wanted to change.
Nope.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Next on the agenda is the community center yard. And as far as I know, we've always, you know, relied on volunteers, but the grass is getting pretty long. So I don't know how we're going to handle the maintenance of the yard.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but up until now, it seems to have been, recently, it seems to be taken care of. I don't know. I know a few people that were doing it, but I don't know if they're not back in the area yet or what.
Does anyone have any suggestions on how to
maybe put an email out?
Asking for volunteers?
Asking, yeah.
Good idea.
Okay. Ordinances, we have none. Resolutions.
We have two.
Yep.
Appropriations transfer. I sent the draft of it out to the board. Do you want me to read it?
No, I've read it.
Okay.
Dick? No.
No, what?
I've not read it.
Okay. It. Let me just go over the amounts because all the things that are listed individually on our LB30, if we need to designate more money for that budget, we need to do an appropriations transfer. Our insurance is a separate line item and it came in very high, much higher than we'd anticipated. And so it needs more money. Personnel services and what is Highland, what we call on the LBL operations services contract. Those three categories are separate appropriations on our LB30 form and all need to be increased so that we're not overspending our budget in the individual appropriations or the categories. What I sent out was to add $1,800 to the insurance, $2,500 to personnel services, and $8,000 to the Highland Operations Services contract, and to take all of that money from the chlorination facility general funds. That we had set aside $18,000 in case our chlorination facility went over our amount that was donated to us, and obviously it's not because we still have plenty left in it. So this was the easiest way, is just to take it out of one thing.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
We, as far as I know, we don't have to move categories until it goes over 10%.
No. That wasn't my information. If it goes over 10%, you have to do a supplemental budget. If 10% of your total. But this is the same thing we had to do last year.
Yeah, I know. I'm just questioning I'm questioning why we need to do it.
Well, we need to do it because of the way we filled out our LB30 form, and I've learned in these classes that I took now how we need to do the, if we do the our appropriations differently, we won't need to do this next year. You can move it among different detail things, but it's the way we filled it out.
Yeah, I think it's
put everything under operating expenses on the one sheet, and then you don't have to. You don't have to do a supplemental, or you don't have to do a resolution.
One of the budget members asked me about that, and I think what you proposed is fine. That takes care of it. And if it takes a motion, I'll make that.
Well, we need a motion to pass this resolution.
Yes, and the resolution would be to move these funds as you just detailed.
Yeah, and that are in a, it's actually written up in a resolution.
Because there's going to be a lot of conversation next week, or when the next budget meeting is. I think it's next week.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't have to do with the budget for next year. This is this year. This is correcting this year.
I know that. But
oh, okay.
We have a lot of areas that need to be dealt with by the budget committee.
Right. So you're making the motion?
I am. To do exactly what you said. Move those funds from the Clarnation account. Not the loan money that came in, but the extra money that we had.
Right. So you're making a motion to approve resolution. What was my number? What was our number on it? 2022-16.
Sounds like a nice number.
Okay. Oh, I'll second that. I lost everybody.
I vote yes.
I vote yes.
Yes.
The motion to accept the resolution as prescribed is yes.
It passed. Okay, the next resolution is to designate Lisa Hall as our registered agent. We talked about this last meeting, and yeah. I wrote up it's a fairly simple thing that just says Lisa Hall is hereby designated as the new registered agent for the Otter Rock Water District, and then she has to fill out a form and have it notarized, and we send it to the Secretary of State's office, Oregon Secretary of State.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
I vote yes.
Yes,
yes for Cutler and yes for Elliker.
The resolution passes.
I'll get those papers printed out for you with the other ones, and for the resolution, you need to sign that and I'll sign it.
Okay.
And that was Resolution 2022-15. Oh, got those out of order. Gee. Okay.
Next is public comments.
We've already done that, didn't we?
We do it all the time, but you know,
all
we
wrap
things up with public comments. Does anyone have any public comments? You guys are being quiet today.
They already did all the comments early.
Board member, I'm moving on to board member comments. Anyone have any comments?
I do.
I do too.
I definitely agree that, and Richard touched on this slightly earlier about looking into doing contracting for meters on our own. We do have to be careful of, we have to remember that we have to follow procurement laws or statutes, and that if we were to look at doing a whole slug of them at once through a contractor, we would need at least three quotes, because if it's over $10,000, there are some requirements. It's not real tricky. They can even be verbal quotes, or if you can't get them, you can document why, you know, just document that you don't have it. But I just wanted to mention that. But I am definitely in favor of looking into that.
I am too. Mike sent an email out with some great, with a suggestion about a contractor in Lincoln City, I believe, that we should probably call and look into.
Right, right. That was funny that I saw that, and Dick and I had just been talking about it. And I'd been thinking about it, like, maybe we can get somebody else. Oh, I do have one other thing. We have some water usage on a supposedly inactive house down on Gladys. Not a whole lot, but some. It is a property that said they would be having their service turned on at some point here. And we've been waiting for their application, signed application, but we haven't received it yet. But the last meter reading showed that they did use something like, 100 gallons or something. It wasn't a huge amount. I don't know if that meter was actually, or if the water was actually turned off at that meter or not, but it must be turned on now. I don't know what we want to do about it. Any ideas?
If we're talking about the guy who hasn't returned, yes, we need to. Did we turn back his water on?
No, they asked us to wait because they wanted, that house has been vacant for several years. They wanted to make sure they didn't have leaks and wait for them to let us know to turn it back on.
That's what I thought. So how
perhaps
speaking?
If it, or- perhaps their contractor just thought they'd make it simple and did it. I don't know.
Well, obviously we're going to have to send an email out to him and tell him, you know, that there's water usage on it and ask him what the deal is. I mean, can we go in and turn it back off?
Yeah, but apparently it's not real easy, like, to lock them. So it's fair, you know, it's not real hard to turn them off and on.
Part of the ordinances for the water district say that the customers are not allowed to touch the water meters.
Right, neither are contractors. I mean, they used to allow a licensed plumber to turn them off and on, but because of the aging corpse stops, we stopped doing that. But
there is remodeling going on in that building.
They've been working on it for months.
They've put a new roof on it, and for the last couple of months, they've been working down
there. Yeah, I know. So it's right below my house. So
it would be good for them to receive a copy of the ordinances and a bill for any time we know there's been usage. And they have to fill out an application just like anybody else and pay the fees.
Yeah, we sent them a letter and we sent them an application, and they haven't sent back the application. I think
they have, because we wanted to know if they we wanted their guarantee that they would pay for it if the tenant didn't pay for it.
Right, and so we asked for a new actually just an application to update their information, but it requires an owner's signature and says, yes, as the owner, I understand I'm responsible for this bill, since it's not a thing that will probably be owner occupied. And they were sent the ordinances or the link to them and copies of parts of the ordinance. They know what they're doing. So do we want to send them a bill for the last month and tell them that they need to send that in, or we'll shut them off, or what?
Yes.
Yes to all of it?
Yes to all of it.
Okay.
And if we could, I would put a fine on for them to turn it back on. They're not supposed to touch it. So, but we don't have that in our.
We don't have a fine. They sent us $50 to turn it back on. Remember, and we brokered a deal with them. Okay, we'll do that. But,
yeah. But they're not supposed to touch the water lines until we do. So
no, and we, you know, but. Unfortunately, in our ordinance, all it says is we can just permanently disconnect them, which is probably not helpful to work things out with anybody or a fine would probably be better.
Yes, but we don't have it in our, we don't have it. We can't.
No, we can't find it.
So. So yes, we need to bill them.
Okay.
Dick, what do you think?
About that?
What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is that we don't charge them.
We don't charge them?
Right.
At what point do we charge them?
I don't know. It doesn't make any difference to me. So, but this is not a big quantity that we're dealing with.
No, it isn't. It's just the fact that I think the owner is resistant to sending in the signed application, because they, and that's a long history, which is somewhat confidential, but they've right. had a problem with it before.
That changes it then. I think that we should charge.
Okay. They, yeah. So, Lisa, do you want to, who do you want to craft the email that goes along with their bill?
Would you mind, Beth?
Okay. Okie dokie, now I'm done.
Okay. I just have one comment and I already sent an email out.
No, I have one more.
It's okay, go.
Do you see the email that we got final approval for our chlorination facility?
Yes.
Okay. I thought we ought to announce that. We have final approval.
That's excellent.
Now I'm done.
Okay. My comment is to Dick. Dick, if you can please use the district emails for all communications, because that's what we need to be using. So that's all my comment.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you. And to wrap this up, we have a budget committee meeting next Tuesday at 6 p.m. The next monthly board meeting is May 10th. Does anybody mind if we adjourn at 7:45 p.m. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned, and thank you very much, community and board members.
Good meeting tonight.
Thank you.
Thank everybody. Thanks everyone for coming.
Yes, thank you.